I honestly think that the points format should be reflective on wins.
Professor Brad Keselowski.
And the tiebreaker should be the final race.
When you're just racing one-on-one favorites, you could have one bad week and get eliminated.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. That's 800-393-5045.
As a real student of the motorsports game, we asked Professor Brad Keselowski if he were ever put in charge of NASCAR for a day and could make any changes to the playoff format he wanted, what would he do?
I don't get to make the decision. If I did... You know, I'm a bit of a traditionalist in some ways. So, I have this yearning for the points format of decades past, which is probably unrealistic. But if I had my complete druthers, if Jim France called me and said, Brad, you're in charge, I honestly think that the points format should be reflective on wins, and the tiebreaker should be the final race, and that should be it. I have a hard time as a competitor and a fan of the sport understanding how drivers with most wins routinely don't win championships. I just don't think that feels right to me. So I would like to see if there were any format changes, more value on race wins as a whole through the duration of the season.
Meanwhile, the third car for Front Row Motorsports will carry the number 38. And teaming up with Todd Gilliland and Noah Gregson, the driver's going to be Zane Smith, who drove for Spire Motorsports last season. The upcoming non-points race at Bowman Gray Stadium has now been named the Cookout Clash. And before the pit stop, Tyler Reddick and wife Alexa are expecting a second child in June.
Denny Hamlin slides up. He gets into the fence a little bit off of turn three. We will see if he is able to sustain that.
So suddenly things change dramatically. The two youngsters for JGR, now the veterans that are occupying the top two spots in turn three.
Hamlin out front for the 11th time today.
Denny Hamlin gives up the lead.
Side by side going into one. Truex down low, Hamlin up high.
Three wide in front of him. On the bottom is Chastain. Up top is Austin Dillon with Gilliland in the middle.
It's Bristol, baby.
Tearing out a page from the March Madness playbook in 2025, NASCAR will have a five-race in-season tournament starting in June at Atlanta and ending at Indy in July, where 32 drivers are going to be seated and each week go head-to-head against only one other competitor. The winners move on, the losers are knocked out, and the last man standing will get $1 million. Front Row Motorsports driver Todd Gilliland believes underdogs have a real chance.
I think we're probably a team that people overlook, right? But at the same time, when you're just racing one-on-one, the other guys are bound to have issues. Favorites could have one bad week and get eliminated. So if it brings a little bit more attention or, you know, stuff for fans to watch throughout the race, I think that's a good thing.
PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by Bristol Motor Speedway.